where many different voices are heard in the land.
Well, I think it appeals to a lot of people.
The Forum at 1460.
1460 WVOX.
Forget the day.
Forget the day.
A day of
upside
time.
Up upside time.
Baby, chase it away.
I get a good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Steve and Lou Show at Steve Mayo and Lou Feliciani. And the phone number here is 914-636-0110. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Lou? Hold on, hold on. Here we are. Let me switch. Hold on.
Go ahead. All right.
Lou, here I am. Yeah. Opposite you, as always, and great to be here.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Thank you. We had a little problem with the microphones there for a second.
Yeah, let's go to the issues.
Here's where I want to stop the show. You know, I was going to talk about the Columbus School thing, but with the Trump thing, I had to bring this up tonight.
Lou, so, if you don't mind, just to give people background, we can do it another week. Yeah. Just tell them what's behind the Columbus thing real fast, because it ties into tonight.
They want to change the name of Columbus School. They want to change it to, there's a soccer guy that, they want to change it to this guy's name or whatever, and has nothing to do with the Italians, being Italian. It was years ago, it was called Dutch Hill, because the first settlers that go into that section were people who work for Knickerbocker Brewery, and they were sponsored to come here to work in the brewery, and those were all Dutch, German people that were there years ago. Then the Italians came in 1900, 1910, the Italians started moving in. And at that time, it was Columbus School. So it was always Columbus School, even before the Italians got there. So now you want to change it. I say put it to the guy, soccer guy, named the field that they built after him. That's good enough. I'm tired of everything changing, everything old. It's not right.
And also, let's face it, why is the school board, I don't know the process here, but correct me if I'm wrong, how did they decide these questions? Why can't it be put to public discussion? Town hall meetings, you know, open discussion.
I think it's to placate a bunch of people that they're getting their votes. I'm saying it the way it is, Steve.
Right.
I say it the way it is. All right, now let's get to the Trump thing. There's a couple things I want to say. I just hope, you know, you could dislike Trump, and there's a lot of people who don't like him, but you got to respect the office and respect the presidency office. I hope they don't bring this guy into court tomorrow with handcuffs on. To me, that's totally wrong. You got to show respect. It is the president of the United States. He did a lot of good. I'm not saying everything he did was good, but he did a lot of good. And I think that, number one. Number two is Braggs, the district attorney. You know, there was a discrimination in my eyes because he said from the beginning, before even Trump was elected, I'm going after Trump. And Letitia James says, I'm going after the Cuomos. So they had a tag team to go after the Trumps and the Cuomos or whatever. So how are you going to get a fair trial? So if I'm Trump and I got this media and I'm going to have my court case in the county of Manhattan, which is 95% left to the left and very progressive court systems there. How am I going to get a fair trial? How am I going to get a fair trial? Only way it'd be halfway fair if they had it in Staten Island, the court in Staten Island, because there's moderate. It's about 50-50 in Staten Island. But to have a fair trial in Manhattan, I think you cannot have. Steve?
You're absolutely right, Lou. I wouldn't change a word you said. And let's face it, all I can tell you is after talking to you earlier today about tonight's show, I just thought of some lines. Maybe they're a little too punchy. Maybe I'm punchy, but I'm a little fed up with this thuggish behavior by the left. Let's put it plainly, the Democrat Party. Whatever happened to the idea of fairness and fair treatment and equal opportunity, right? Well, Donald Trump doesn't need more opportunity. No, he doesn't. But before the scales of justice, he should have every right that the lowliest violent criminal defendant has. He should not be favored, and he should not be disfavored. All I can tell you is, Lou, I am proud to say that I am ashamed of sharing the same planet with some of these people. Their attitudes are disgraceful. They would treat street criminals, violent street criminals, better, more faithfully and more humanely than they will a man who served as president and incidentally survived two impeachment attempts and a wholly wrought, in-house made, thank you, Hillary Clinton, Russia hoax. I know a little bit about hoaxes, Lou. They have them in New Rochelle. We have them in the nation. I think this is a disgrace, and I am ashamed, Lou. I truly am ashamed of seeing people and facing people in town, Lou, who are otherwise decent people, but because of the D after their name, they think they have a license to pervert justice and to just ignore fact. It's disgraceful. And the idea that James and Bragg would campaign on the idea of indicting someone, I believe that's illegal. At the very least, it's against the code of professional ethics for lawyers. I believe both of these people are lawyers. It's disgraceful. Lou, but don't wait for the Bar Association of New York State to come to its senses. Remember, they disbarred Rudy Giuliani, ex-U.S. successful U.S. attorney, and probably the best mayor New York's had in 150 years. They disbarred him.
Well, here's another thing. You know, Mr. Bragg is trying to make his bones now, taking on the great Donald Trump or whatever. Let's say the truth. That's what he's doing. And but is he want to go after crime? He got guys on the streets now with 20 to 25 priors that are still on the streets with this bail reform. He's got people with robberies, armed robberies, that are still on the street. These people have like 20 to 25 priors. It's not unheard of. What happened 2 years ago when you mentioned Giuliani? Three strikes and you're out. Now you're talking 20, 25. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what's going on here or whatever. And how is this man going to get a fair trial? You tell me, Steve. You're a lawyer.
They're making it impossible. Let's face it. The trial site must be moved.
I believe if any decision is made in New York County, Manhattan, it will almost be a guaranteed reversal on appeal or even stop before that. The grounds are completely without fact. We know that. We know, Lou, also the statute of limitations is an issue. We also know that there's a mix-up of local and federal law. The whole story stinks. It's political and vindictiveness. Both parties do it. There's no question about that.
No, both parties do it.
But this is the model example of biased justice, unequal justice. If you are conservative, Lou, you're at a great disadvantage in the major metropolitan areas of the United States. Call in Philadelphia, ask about San Francisco, Chicago. If you're a conservative, I didn't say Republican, if you're on the conservative side of the issues today, you are in legal jeopardy in most of these big city Democrat machines.
Well, I was watching 60 Minutes yesterday, and I got a lot of respect for them, Marjorie Taylor Greene. To me, she's a tough cookie. She's a tough cookie, that woman. And I think that, you know, people look at her and call her a nutcase. All these things, they labels they put on this poor woman. But she stands for what's right or whatever. She's from a little section of Georgia. She has not even the size of Westchester County is her district. A small section she has. But she stands up for what she believes in. And not too many people would do that in this day and age because they was afraid. They'd always be afraid, I'll never get reelected. So they keep their thoughts to themselves or whatever. Steve, she's a tough cookie.
Brave woman.
Very brave.
She should be saluted by the feminists of the United States, but don't hold your breath.
All right, the phone number is 914-636-0110. You want to give us a call, what you think about this whole Trump thing or whatever. And so, Steve, another thing. Letitia James did the same thing with Cuomo's. I mean, I'm not a big Cuomo fan, but, you know, they had a headhunt for Andrew Cuomo. Here's a guy that played the game for the party. Yep. He was in their favor, and he was a left-to-the-left Cuomo. Here's a guy that They threw under the bus, too. Their own party threw him under the bus, Cuomo.
Well, let's face it. He's guilty before he's charged because he's a male. Now, Cuomo and Trump, for that matter, are not awfully sympathetic subjects when you talk about their public statements. There's no question about it. They've made trouble for themselves. I know Cuomo had some peccadillos in his treatment of staff. I'm talking here about women. And Trump's stories, true or not, about his treatment of women, let's assume they're true. He's no angel, and he shouldn't be treated as such, but he's entitled to his day in court, as does Cuomo. Let's see if it's delivered.
You know, we've got to go to break, but I just want to say this. You know this hush money thing? People think, ooh, it's something new, hush money. Let me tell you, corporate world been doing this for years. Bank president's been doing this for years. Any people with any kind of money, lawyers, anybody, always had hush money. So this is not nothing new here.
Of course. It's called a confidentiality agreement.
Exactly.
It's done every day of
exactly.
the year. And
exactly.
there's not necessarily
exactly.
any evil intent behind it. Just when the press is done with it, it sounds that way.
All right. We'll be right back after this break.
You'll need a man. Same girl just cuts like a knife. The boy's no good. Well, I finally found what I've been looking for, but if they get the chance, they'll end it for sure. Sure they are.
This is WVOX. This is WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
I'm told we have Vince on the line. Vince, you there?
Yes, sir, I am. How you doing, guys?
How you doing, Vince?
Doing good, doing good. Well, a couple of thoughts on what you're talking about. Letitia James and Alvin Bragg have been in a horse race to see who could get Trump first on criminal charges. So it's Bragg. Now, you two gentlemen, along with many others, have been trying their best to present to the public a reasoned argument, logic, a sense of urgency for the morality of what our country is about. But for the folks in power, they don't care to hear any of it. They don't need to hear any of it. None of it will change anything they do. The reason is, they get elected, regardless of the reasonableness of your discussion. So, we are left with the unfortunate reality that we are in the hands of zealots and fanatics, and there is very little can be done. In my many years now, have even lost some faith in the neutrality of the judiciary. So we are in serious trouble in the vernacular, and I'm not sure where this ends. I don't think it ends well. But for the immediacy of our situation, here in New Rochelle and elsewhere, all we can do is try to reach out to the few who may be listening, who may still have an open mind, who have not yet been entrapped into the lunacy of the left, because time is short, I do believe.
Yep.
There are forces working in all agencies of government, at all levels of state, federal, and local authority, to radically alter the making of our republic. So, what do we do?
Yeah.
Well, you continue. You try to reach to your friends. And may I respectfully say, we show up at meetings.
Absolutely.
We make our presence known.
Yep.
The Columbus argument, and then I'll finish with this. You've laid out the points well. But you see what they did with Indigenous Peoples Day? Even though I went to the board and spoke at the meeting before they voted and offered a reasonable solution, don't insult the Italian community.
Exactly.
There's no need to put indigenous people with exactly. Columbus Day. Mm. Put it to the day after Thanksgiving.
Right. That's
Please
right.
Please postpone yeah. your vote and discuss it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The radicals will hear none of it.
Well, Vince, they let's Vince hold on a second. Vince, let's accept these things don't fall out of the sky. This program, this movement, the indigenous movement, whatever it's worth, and there's some worth to it, there have been indigenous victims of our colonial process in the past, just like we accept, we know, slavery in the past. There's a record. It's shown. We know it. But instead okay. of discussing it fairly, and like you say, having an open discussion, they announce the decision to be made, appoint a select committee sometimes of chosen friends, and decide in remarkably short periods of time without hearing from a wide selection of people. It's a false system. Vince, to me, it reminds me of Stalinism. We know how decisions were made in the revolutionary communist governments. The American left did not invent this process. There's a history behind it.
Well, I can only suggest this, and I don't know whether this is the case, but a group of people presented a petition at the school board meeting at Columbus about a month ago. I was there. Now, I have foiled that petition. I've been waiting now for 15 days with no results. I'd like to see the petition presented to change the name of Columbus School. But this has been referred and was discussed at the last board meeting, and it's policy number 8300, title, naming of school facilities, and the operative words are, quote, ordinarily, a building or facility will not be renamed unless the current name becomes obsolete or inappropriate
yep.
Because of the community it serves or the program it houses. Then it talks about 9 different categories that can be used to name the school. None of them include a soccer player.
All right, Vince.
Vince, it's a compelling argument, and let's face it, the discussion is not over, at least as long as free-speaking like people like us and open-minded people of the left and right who are attached to the fairness of the process. This is what the left has forgotten about. The process must be fair. It's not enough to have a desirable result. Involve people, represent, respect democracy. It hasn't been shown in school board meetings. Vince, did you notice that when there was talk about the internet and misuse of school computers, right away there was a new policy published and distributed at school board meetings?
Sure. And many years ago, you may recall, when a superintendent, whatever, or Danishak or somebody, proposed changing the distance limit that we would bus kids out of our school system to White Plains or down in the Bronx.
It's crazy.
A mob showed up in the library at the school board meeting. So I'm just going to suggest this. If people don't show up at meetings and make their voices heard, they won't hear a damn thing.
All right, Vince, thank you for the phone call.
Vince Strunk.
Okay.
All right, thanks. I got a couple of calls I want to get on.
Got to be
right,
but Lou, just one point. He raises a very important point. It's called mob rule. The people must be heard, but before the people generally or theoretically, residents, taxpayers, and parents must be heard. But they won't be heard unless they start attending meetings.
Exactly. All right, we got John Thompson. John, I'm sorry about last week.
No, Todd, this is John Thomas.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, John.
Louie, how you doing, Brother Lou?
I'm doing good, Johnny. How you doing?
I'm surviving one day at a time for an old man, you know,
Lou? You're never old, believe me. You're never old.
Bottom line, I need a little time because I got a lot on my mind over here.
Yeah.
Number one, if you expect Trump to get a fair trial in New York City, you better go to the moon. That's number one.
No expectation.
Well, I got news for you, John. It's how can you have a trial and liberal, left-wing,
right,
progressive Manhattan County? How are you going to get a fair trial? If you want to be halfway fair, make the trial in Staten Island. With people from Staten Island, because it's a mixed crowd in Staten Island. You have Republicans, you have Democrats. But to have it in a very liberal, progressive, and progressive area like Manhattan is totally wrong.
Well, because they want to convict the man, they want to kill the man. I was just telling my friends out yesterday, it should be put in Staten Island somewhere. That man don't have a chance. No, I mean, what he did, I don't care what he did with women. You got the Kennedys; they were the biggest war masters going in Washington than anybody. John, and I voted for the Kennedys until I got smart and read about them.
And then you
have the brother Teddy Kennedy killed the girl.
Yeah, Mary Jo Capete up in the. Yeah, exactly.
Mary Jo Capete. That was absolute murder.
Yes.
Got away with it.
Hey, John, can you hold on for after the break?
Yeah. I got a drink over here today.
Luke. All right, good. Hold on, because as soon as we come back from break, you're right on the line. All right, thanks, John.
It is fine.